especially for you. I wanna let you know what I was going through. All the times we were apart, I thought of you. You were in my heart. My love never changed. I still feel the same. Well, here we are at episode 200 of series 2. And here it is. Especially for you. Episode 200, time for nostalgia, isn't it? Why do we love nostalgia so much? Why do we love looking back to the 80s at Kylie and Jason singing Especially For You, which is of course re-released at the moment to celebrate, or I guess mourn, the demise, the tragic end of the Australian soap opera Neighbours. A show I, along with many children, used to watch all the time as a kid, sometimes the same episode twice a day, obsessing over the storylines of Plain Jane Superbrain. How a very ugly girl with glasses can turn into a very attractive girl just by taking off her glasses. Wasn't one entire series a dream of a dog? It was brilliant. Well, let's not look back at Neighbours too much, because we're here to celebrate this podcast instead and look back at the first 200 episodes of Series 2 and pick out my highlights. Well, it has to be episode 167 for me, Elton John, Candle in the Wind, 1997 version. Check that one out. Had some lovely comments on that one. I personally love my singing on Spaceman, episode 138. I really hit the high notes there, literally and metaphorically. There's been everything, hasn't there? From Billy Joel to Harry Styles. That's not such a huge jump. But anyway, enough about me. Why do we love looking back so much? Well, it's very obvious, isn't it? It's very, very obvious. We love looking back because right now, it's shit, isn't it? The world is fucked. And so, of course, we love looking back. And for me, the golden era, of course, was the 80s. For you, it may have been different. We all look back to our individual golden eras when we were 14 years old. That was our golden era, wasn't it? Because it was all still possible at 14, wasn't it? It was all still on the plate. Anything was possible. We could have done anything with our lives. But because of bad career advice, and in my case, the saccharinely addictive soap opera Neighbours being on twice a day, those years totally passed me by. I did nothing, and it took me about an extra 10 or 15 years to catch up on myself and do what I wanted to do in my life. You know, that's right, we love nostalgia, don't we? Because today is so shit. We just wish we could turn back the clock. Look at this episode, for example. It's rubbish, isn't it? Nothing much has been covered, apart from me looking back at all the much better episodes and wondering why this one isn't as good, and wondering if any episode will ever be as good again. Well, of course, no more dreaming about tomorrow. Forget the loneliness and the sorrow. I've got to say, it's all because of you. We're still here. Trying to make this work. Of course it can be as good again. Of course life can be as good. Because we want our youth again, don't forget. Lots of our youth was rubbish, wasn't it? Neighbours was actually rubbish. Dogs dreamed entire series. Glasses don't make you ugly. The only glasses that make you ugly are rose-tinted specs. Looking back at yesteryear. Oh, we need to take off those specs right now. Yeah. And realise we are beautiful. And all we have is now. And the world is bad right now. So all we can do is look forward and say, how can we make it better in terms of what we can control? Well, we can come together. Now we're back to... How does it go? Now we're back to... is now. We can come together. We can be better friends, a better person to the people around us. That's all we can do. Love and understanding. Because at the end of the day, everybody needs good neighbours. And life gets better when good neighbours become good friends. Now we're back. Oh, the previous episodes were so much better than this. Look back, and why not listen to all 200 today? What else have you got to do? Life's shit right now, isn't it? Lots of love to you all.